Well, we are almost there. In just a few days, on Wednesday, we will begin completely and totally the wonderful but very difficult penitential season of Quadragesima, of Lent, as we say in English, all the other languages, but English and German have this other differentiation. But we will begin the season of Quadragesima. Today, however, is Quinquagesima Sunday, 50 days before Easter. And unlike last Sunday, where we had the longest epistle of the whole year, now, throughout the season of Lent, all the readings will be longer than usual. And of course, that is geared to make us have more patience, to make us suffer, especially me. And today, I was fine to begin with, and then something happened that I will not speak of here. And then all of a sudden, all these horrible, horrible pains have come upon me. And so God wants me to suffer this. Especially I offer it up for the church in these terrible times in which we live. And for Pope Leo, that he will make the right decision and not go with the enemies of our faith, of tradition. I have hope that it will happen. But we must suffer. And not just me, you too. You need to offer up. If you don't have your own sufferings, then you need to offer up all kinds of penances for the sake of the church, for the sake of the Mass. And so we are here. Now the epistle of today, which is long enough, I have heard it many, many times. It's very beautiful, but it speaks about charity, what it is and what it isn't. And so we're not going to go through it line by line. You can do that for yourselves. But it's a very good examination of conscience. As we begin Lent, we need to examine our consciences, purify our souls, especially by repentance and confession. And this is a very good examination of conscience, what charity is and what it is not. After all, everything boils down to charity. And charity, of course, as St. Thomas Aquinas could tell you, is synonymous with sanctifying grace. Sanctifying grace. Something that we don't hear about too much, as you know, as I have mentioned in the past. And so, I leave it to you. I can't do all your work for you. I have enough of my own. Now, the gospel is a very wonderful gospel, too. They were going up to Jerusalem. And if you notice, every time that this is mentioned, they never say, we're going down to Jerusalem, we're going over to Jerusalem. It always says, up to Jerusalem. Because Mount Zion is Jerusalem. And of course, Mount Zion is crowned by the Holy Temple of God. And our Lord will have many things to do with His temple, especially during this season of Lent. And of course, our Lord was already very popular, very famous, not with the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin, but with the people. And there was a big tumult. Now, there was this blind man, Zacchaeus. Of course, in English, a lot of people said Zacchaeus. No, Zacchaeus. And he said, what is going on? What is this noise I hear? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth is coming, and many are coming with him. And then he begins to yell out, as perhaps we should yell out, not necessarily at Mass, because I will throw you out, but in our own spiritual life, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And that should be our prayer too, especially during the season of Lent. Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me. Now, how on earth did this man know all this? He didn't even know who was coming. This was inspired in him by the Holy Spirit. And of course, we need to continuously pray to the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, who is in charge of our spiritual life until the second coming of Christ, as we see all throughout the Scriptures. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Father, the Spirit of the Son, the third person of the Trinity. And so we too must call out to Him and be inspired by Him. And then we too, with the blind man Zacchaeus, must say, Jesus, Son of David, Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me. And of course, the season of Lent is a season of mercy, that we beseech the mercy of God. That's why one of the most important psalms that you should pray is Psalm 50. Miserere mei, Domine, have mercy on me, O God. And of course, we pray this in the divine office, we who are priests and religious who pray the office. We pray this at least once a week, usually on Friday and on Sunday, as I prayed it this morning before Mass in the office of Lauds, the morning prayer of Holy Mother of the Church. And mercy, because first of all, we are sinners and we need mercy. And we need mercy from Him so that we can repent of our sins. And we need mercy from Him so that we can confess openly our sins. And do not be bashful. If you come to me in confession, the minute you leave the confessional, I will have forgotten. It's a gift from God. I don't know what you did. I don't care. The main thing is that you confess, that you ask God to forgive you, that you are sorry for your sins. And then, the other thing is, that this is one of the reasons why we priests and other members of the hierarchy are asked by God to suffer for the church, whether it be spiritually, psychologically, or physically, as I suffer especially. And then, we go back to the Gospel, and our Lord, very unusually, He stops the procession, as it were, but it was a procession of hundreds, maybe more. And He comes up to this Zacchaeus. He tells him, bring him to me. Who is this? Bring him to me. And then Zacchaeus says to Him, when He asks Him, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? And Zacchaeus says, Lord, that I may see. What a wonderful prayer. We should say this every day. Most of us are blind. And Lent is a wonderful time for us to have our eyes open, finally, before it's too late, before He comes to us and calls on us. It's your time to go. Lord, that I may see. That I may see the wondrous gift of our holy Catholic faith. That I may see the commandments and the precepts of the Church. That I may see how I need to ask forgiveness. How I need to repent. How I need to change. Lord, that I may see. What a wonderful prayer this is from Zacchaeus, this sinner who now becomes a follower of Christ. And immediately our Lord restores his sight. And probably not even restores. He probably had never seen in his life. He was born blind. And He opens his eyes. And lo and behold, other versions of the Gospel say that when He first opened his eyes, He saw like trees walking around. The people, they looked like trees to Him. course, he never has seen a tree, for that matter, but I'm sure he felt it. But then his eyes were opened more and more and more, and he saw. And finally, and most importantly, he saw Jesus Christ, the Lord. Lord, that I may see. When we make honest, sincere, and pious prayers to God, he listens to us and answers our prayers. I pray to God not only that I may see, because I see too much most of the times, and that is a cause of suffering, but I pray to God that this Lent, that you may make full use of it, and that the sacred Triduum and the Feast of Easter in particular, that you may see everything that our Lord wants you to see. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.